Adam Maguire is here again with the business news.
Thanks, Rachel. The vast majority of consumers, 94%, are concerned about rising living costs, according to a global consumer survey by EY. Its Future Consumer Index found that shoppers of all incomes are looking to cut back on spending, many abandoning brands in favour of own brand alternatives as part of their cost-cutting efforts. Caroline Devi is EY's Consumer Products and Retail Lead. She joins me now. Colette, this seems to be something that people are keen to be sustainable. They may want to be sustainable, but for the moment at least, the focus is on saving money.
Absolutely, yes. Affordability coming out very strongly in the latest edition of EY's Future Consumer Index. It was very clear from our survey that consumers are continuing to rein in spending amidst a very challenging cost of living environment. 94%, as you say, Adam, of respondents to our survey indicating that they are concerned about a rise in living costs. Affordability and health coming out as the top two concerns amongst consumers. Affordability is front of mind for 35% of respondents to the survey, and that's up from 25% in our previous survey in October 2022.
Most consumers also saying they don't favour brands anymore, a third or almost a third abandoning them for own brand alternatives. How are big consumer brands responding to that? Because that's a major threat to their business.
Absolutely. I mean, that shift to private label and own brand away from branded products. And we're seeing over 50% of people responding to our survey indicating that brands are no longer important to them. And that's just one of a number of measures that they're taking to reduce spending. What we're seeing is a change in the expectation of value amongst consumers, and that is coming through in terms of the what they're looking to buy into their grocery basket. In some instances, yes, it's about own brand, but yes, you're absolutely right, seeing the brands looking for extended product ranges and looking to really try and suit the consumer at the lower end of the price spectrum.
I mentioned sustainability and in the past, sustainability has been quite high on this index, but not so much here. Has the cost of living crisis prompted consumers to put sustainability on the back foot?
It has. So if we go back to our previous survey in October 22, we had affordability and sustainability being joint front of mind for consumers. Sustainability has fallen down the priority list now. But what's interesting is that we're still seeing consumers operating in a very sustainable manner. As you say, driven by cost and cost imperative. So we're seeing consumers now needing to repair rather than replace products, looking to recycle, repurpose items, and actually looking to what they buy and making sure that those products have good long product lives.
Despite the survey showing that the people from all income brackets are cutting back or are feeling the pressure, at least of rising costs, there are exceptions. For example, many of the better off are actually looking to increase spending on luxuries like holidays.
That's right. And so we're seeing that divergent in terms of those people that have perhaps a little bit more disposable income available to them, still looking for the experiences such as vacations. And there is positivity there. So the survey found that 48% of respondents do see an opportunity for positivity in the outlook over the next 3 years.
I suppose it's an interesting dynamic because, as you say, consumers maybe have a little bit more. They still are looking to make savings where they can, but they're also still willing to keep their luxuries.
I think that's right. And I think that has always been a feature, I think, of the Irish consumer wanting to make sure that there's still a little bit of money set aside for a night out or a holiday.
And at the centre of all this, your survey also found that all these shifts in behaviour, tech is an increasingly important part of consumer behaviour.
Absolutely, a hugely intrinsic part of everyday life. Over 50% of respondents to the survey have used online grocery delivery services in the last 3 months, so quite a large shift. What's very interesting on one hand is that although people are concerned about security and data, and 53% of people said that if they handed their data over, they'd be concerned about how they use, paradoxically, very happy to hand the data over if there's some benefit there. So if there's an opportunity for perhaps a recommendation for a cheaper alternative.
Okay, Colette Devi, EY Ireland's Consumer Products and Retail Lead. Thank you very much for that.